20 Vermont residents from 15 foreign countries became U.S. citizens last week at a naturalization ceremony held at the Grammar School in Putney. The school is spending a full year studying immigration and migration. The ceremony gave the students a front row seat to the contentious immigration debate that's playing out across the country. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has this report.
Hear ye, hear ye. The United States District Court for and within the District of Vermont is now open and ready for the transaction of business.
The Grammar School is a private pre-K through 8th grade school in southern Vermont. And months before this naturalization ceremony was scheduled, the faculty decided to spend this school year studying immigration and diversity. The 6th grade class concentrated on the Syrian refugee issue in Rutland, and the controversial plan gave the kids more than enough to chew on. Olivia Burns is in the 6th grade, and she says it was pretty tough to watch the refugee resettlement project grind to a halt.
I think we can do better. There's lots of racism, and lots of people don't get equal rights because of where they're from or if they look differently. It's still happening, and some people just are not doing anything to help that, and I think we could do more, definitely.
It turned out to be a pretty intense time to study immigration. The kids came back to school in September, in the middle of the ugly presidential campaign. Then, Donald Trump was elected president, with talks of building a wall on the Mexican border. He later imposed a travel ban from 7 predominantly Muslim countries, and then the plan to settle Syrian refugees in Rutland fell apart. The Honorable Colleen Brown is a federal judge from Middlebury, and her daughter used to work at the grammar school. She suggested that the naturalization ceremony be held at the school.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath.
William Rodriguez was one of the applicants who took the oath of allegiance. Rodriguez is a musician from Cuba. In 2010, while on tour in the United States, he made the decision not to return home. He now lives in Brattleboro, and on Thursday, at the grammar school, he became a U.S. citizen.
Definitely, this is a big dream for most people in Cuba because all the Cuban history. I feel like born again, definitely for the lot of opportunities that we have as a second country, as a second language, immigrant. So I feel so proud of America and proud of myself too.
Hiba Rahman is a member of a religious minority in Pakistan. Rahman now lives in South Burlington, and she was granted asylum in this country 6 years ago after about 100 members of her religion were killed in a massacre at two mosques. For her, the ceremony was an emotional end to a very long journey.
I feel that people in this country are very welcoming. They are friendly. I can practice what I believe in. I'm happy that, you know, nobody's gonna assess me on my faith or, you know, it's a feeling of freedom.
The kids at the grammar school will process this week's ceremony and continue their studies on immigration and what it means to be an American. And our national conversation as well will go on. Zoe Bolin is 12, and she's in the 6th grade class. She says there's room in this country for the 20 Vermonters who became citizens this week and a whole lot more.
It is our duty as a country, I feel, to help anyone who needs help, even if they're not Americans yet or never will be American. And with all the stuff we have, we might as well share it. We have so much.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Putney.